Welcome to the Royal Peculiar People Christian Ministries, a place you can access the undiluted Word of God. As you listen to this message, may the Word of God uplift and transform you, equipping you to walk in His purpose. Open your heart and let His Spirit minister to you.
Thank you, Jesus. The beautiful part of it is that this is the most important prayer point in my own life. Like, it is a reflex. When I wake up, that's the first thing. Thank you, Jesus. When I'm walking, thank you, Jesus. When I'm praying, thank you, Jesus is a major part of my prayer. And look at something that is very wonderful about Christians' life, that is very funny, why their prayer life is not working, is that because of the pressure of this life, because something, the vicissitudes of life, the trials of life, the ups and downs of life, because of that, people tend to pray and focus on prayer. And I made a discovery. Many people can decide that personally they will pray 3 hours, 4 hours. But it's very difficult for many people personally to do 3 hours of praise. It's very difficult. They don't know what to do. Why would they continue praising like that? Why would they continue thanking God? The truth is that pressure of this world, challenges of this world, is what make people pray and pray and pray and pray. So there's no place for what? Thanksgiving in what they do. And we'll be learning around that line today. I was talking with my mom yesterday and we were talking about some things that I said God just taught me not too long. God gave me eight things that are greater than prayer, that can give you answered prayers. Are you getting me? That can make your needs met, anything you are seeking God for. There are 8 things greater than prayer. As important as prayer is, there are eight things, and it's because that's what I still know. There will be more than 8. And it's not fasting. Praise the living Jesus. The more you come near to God, the more you know more. Praise God. So we'll start with Luke 17, 12 to 19. Luke 17, 12 to 19. And I want us to share from there. Luke 17, from verse 12 to 19. Please, I want your heart. Give your attention for this moment. As he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers. We stood afar off, because a leper cannot just come into the city. That's the rule. They must be shouting, unclean, unclean. There are different kind of people. They must not relate to anybody, because it was so contagious that if they touch anybody, that person may have leprosy. So they must not stay in the city. They stay at the back of the city, or if they must stay afar off and be shouting if they must get anything. Unclean! 13. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. This was their prayer. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go, show yourself to the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. It's not about the priest. As they were going, they have not even reached the priest. They were cleansed. You just notice that every leprosy on their body has gone. That was what? Answer to prayer. What's their prayer point? Lord Jesus, Master, what? Have mercy on us. And did God answer it? How did God answer it? He answered it through what? Instruction. Their obedience made them get it. That's where people miss. If your destiny and your answer prayer is that, Mr. Kunle, go to the left, you will find destiny helper. And that person is on one spot saying, God, God, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Time is going. Show me mercy. Have mercy on me. Brother, you can pray for 12 years. Eh? And why you not go to that place? Do you understand what I'm talking about? What moves people from one place to another is what? Obedience to instruction. First one, hearing instruction. The next one is obedience to instruction. These lepers can be like, God, Jesus, there's nothing you cannot do. There's nothing you cannot do. Jesus Christ says, show yourself to the priest. If they can show themselves to the priest, they will get it. What instruction are you following for your next level? What instruction have you heard? Which one are you obeying? Like I was saying, some people just they just expect 10 million to just enter their account. They are praying, God, you answer prayer. They just want 10 million, boom, that they are rich overnight. It doesn't work that way. What instruction? If we, God told me, I bless people steadily. As along the line, I bless people and bring increase to them. You take the steps. You take the steps. And most times, it is very easy. You now have a God that can show you the steps to take through instruction. You want to obey it. Isaac, don't run away. Isaac, sow in that land. Everybody's running away. But Isaac, sow in that land. And he was sowing there and he reaped how many fold? 100-fold when people are running away. So somebody will say, God answered the prayer of Isaac. Yes. How? Instruction. And E, obedience to instruction. You cannot just be frolicking around, sitting down one place, with all kind of shenanigans, crossing your legs, reading newspaper, checking TikTok, Instagram, Netflix, doing nothing, hearing no instruction from God, filling your heart with so much noise you cannot hear God, and you are saying you want to move to the next level. You are still joking. What we hear, instructions, is what makes us. In fact, in the matter of prosperity, any prosperity is in the scripture, is tied to instruction. It's tied to instruction. Most times. It's not all of them, but most times, it's instruction. They obeyed one instruction. Glory to God. The instruction that will move you to the next level may not be far from you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. May you be open to those instructions in the mighty name of Jesus. That's the reason why people are praying and praying and praying like God doesn't answer prayer. God is telling them to do this thing. Move. And now Moses said, wait and see the salvation of the Lord. You see that God is great. God said, who sent you that one? They stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. God said, who sent you that one? Move, let the children of the Lord move. Many of you say, I am waiting on God. When God said you should be moving? Wait on the... It doesn't matter if you find good songs. There's a time to wait. There's a time to move. That's the problem people have. When God said wait, some of them are running. When God said run, some of them are waiting. May you not miss your season. The defining Kairos season, you will not miss it in the mighty name of Jesus. When seasons go, you must wait for the next season. It doesn't just come. Pray for me again. It's not that easy. Even Isaac knew it. He prayed for his son. Mistakenly prayed for the wrong person he wanted to pray for. When that one came, could he pray back again? Go walk, then pray again. There's somebody I called in the week. I said, let me pray for you. I was scared to pray for the person. I called the first time. The person did not pick. Then I waited a while again. I called again. The person did not pick. When that steering has come down, so I'm not scared to pray again. They're now coming back. Say, I'm sorry, Jerry. I was busy that time. I said, yes, I know you have the time now, but I'm not scared to pray for you again. I will wait for another time. If God allows me. That's how spiritual things. People just, I pray, see me. Right? Tell you. It doesn't work that way. It's not we. There are some prayer points that we can give. There's one that is steered. There's one that is by the anointing of the Lord. May you not miss those things in Jesus' name. May you not take uncommon seasons in a common way. May you not have mood swing during that time. I'm just sad today. Sad. Let's go ahead. And as they went, they were cleansed. 15. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. As he was going, he just checked himself. Everybody checked themselves. Clean. And everybody said, no more. I'm going to start business now. Now I can go to the city. Now I can marry that my wife. That girl, the one to take from me, now I can marry. I can start farm now. I can start business. I can do this. But once turned back immediately. He knows he has dream. He knows he has ambitions too. But he said, let me live for those ones. The most important thing is to go and say thank you to the person that helped me. Let's go ahead. 16. And fell down on his face at his feet, Jesus Christ's feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. He was not even a Jew. Now look at this. 17. And Jesus answering said, "Why they are not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? That means thanksgiving is important to Jesus Christ. If you say, "Jesus, thank you," he may not talk. He just say bye-bye. But it means something to him. So many times all of you are saying, "Thank you, Jesus," from your heart. Most of you are not hearing anything from God. But it means so much to God. Imagine I'm not saying it at all. I am mutira kini, I am mutira. Mutira. Mutira kini. I am mutira kini. I'm not to get it. I will wait to drop. The last thing you think about is to thank God. You are like the lepers. The 9 lepers. You are always ordering. You are always buying clothes, buying shoes, buying all kinds of things. Just buying, just getting money. But the last thing you remember is that's why your life is mirrored like the lepers. Now look at what was funny, what Jesus Christ said, 18. Said, there are not found that return to give glory to God. Save this stranger. It was a stranger that came back. His own people ran away. Then look at the next verse. He said, and he said unto him, "Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made you whole." And don't worry. The widows once got healing. They did not get oldness. They have money in their bank. But there's something called devourer. You, there's a security on your account. Something will be bringing grace. You will not have money. And now see, it's easy to spend that money on the wrong thing. On sickness. That's oldness. He gave him something that will sustain what he gave. I've told you, in the kingdom of God, receiving something is not the most important thing. You can have impartation. Lay and pa, pa, pa. You receive this truly. But the fact is that something can leak out. That's why the main teachings you need to open yourself to is not how to receive anointing. First, know how to sustain what you will receive. Some people cannot sustain the anointing of the Lord. You are still sleeping around, drinking around, doing kind of thing. How do you want to sustain the anointing of the Lord? God gave you prophetic gifts. We saw one guy today that's supposed to be in the church today. He was walking like this back home early in the morning, drunk. Imagine that one said, "Me too. Impart me, receive prophetic." What will they do with the prophetic? Things he should not say, we go and say it. Because he's drunk. Moti Erikwe! Baba! Shola Maku, Lola Bai. As he's saying that the man now died because he's prophetic this thing. I want to arrest you. At me, but I my give to you. Kiri kiri. Do you understand what I'm talking about? On the money, trainings. God is compelling or is committing to you power gifts. Power gifts. Devil will try you so much with lust. If you have power gifts, just there are not two things. Power gift, revolutionary gift. Immorality will fight you. I'm telling you. Power gift and revolutionary gift. That revolutionary gift, prophetic, listen, discernment, is so that your heart will be so dead inside. When you want to pick things, you'll be seeing nonsense. That's the reason. While most of them are bound with pornography and other things. Power gift is to kill your confidence. When you want to use this, to kill confidence. Glory to God. So he said, those ones are what? Made whole. So many people are blessed by Jesus Christ, but they just move on. Like these 9 lepers. Do you know what will happen? Some people have been sick before, and that sickness came back. Some people have had malaria, and the malaria came again. They said, "Woman, malaria." These lepers can still have leprosy again. But this one cannot have again. There are two kinds of remission. Medically, there are two kinds of remission. There's something called, what do I want to call it? Regular remission. There's another remission called metabolite remission. What is metabolite remission? Is that remission without any traces, even in the cells. That's oneness. 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 And that's why we sing one song. Something happened And I know he touched me and made me whole. Wholeness. Now, I have some stories. I have some examples in the Bible of people that received blessings from Jesus. And they came back. There was a woman that she was the sorcerer of Magdala. Her name was called Mary. She was of Magdala. So they call her Mary of Magdalene. That means where she's staying is Magdala. Now, she had how many demons inside her? Seven evil spirits. Seven. Perfect. She was a perfect witch. Jesus Christ casted out the demons, the evil spirits from her. And she was not like, I'm free now, etc. How to show her own gratitude is to tell people that she used to be this, and I will follow this person. She was honored by God to be the first person to see Jesus Christ after resurrecting. There's blessing for being thoughtful and grateful to God. And there's another man called the madman of Gadara. He said, please let me follow you. Abi, let me follow you. That one was not just a sorcerer. He was not planning to be a sorcerer. Evil spirit just tabernacled inside him. It was a router for the power bank of evil spirits. About 6,000 demons inside one man. The power bank, if they need to send people on errand, that is the boot camp. They go and visit, staying in the tomb. But look at what is very beautiful about the story. After this man received this thing, do you know, he was so moved. He said, please let me follow you. He was telling Jesus, let me follow you. Jesus said, don't worry. You have a calling. Following me will not help you. You have a calling. The calling is that your city, go and preach there. Bible said, and the man went to what? Decapolis. Preaching all around the regions of Decapolis. What do you mean of Decapolis? 10 cities. One madman. The capacity in him, God discovered through contact with Jesus Christ. He was able to what? Reach 10 cities. Not 10 people. There was a ministry in that man. Even the apostles that God called, it was this S-wish, Mary of Magdalene, Mary Magdalene, that went to tell them that Jesus has risen. Look at the Samaritan woman, a prostitute. This is what they call this modern days hookup that people do. She has started this long time. Met Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ turned her into an evangelist. She went around preaching. The Messiah is here. Look at Zacchaeus, a tax collector. Jesus Christ said, today, salvation enter your house. There are plenty of stories of people that what? They esteemed the presence of Jesus. They saw the words and it converted into greatness for them. But there are some people that are all shabby around him. Is he not Jesus? Is he not the carpenter? Is he not the son of Joseph? They are not grateful for the gifts that they have. Praise the living Jesus. Now, I want to talk about something that people do in the church. God has blessed you. God has committed so much things to you. You are blessed. You are getting better in your life. But you talk about what God has done to you in a shabby way to fulfill all righteousness. People see you when you pray, but people hardly see you when you are praising God. I just want to thank God. The guy just bought a cow. Just bought us. I want to thank God for what God is doing in my life. I bless him. May his name be highly praised. It's because I'm not that person's pastor. Eh? Right there, I will mess the person up. Why did you come out for? Do we say his name will not be praised? Why are you telling us that? You are a proud man. When you are praying for that thing, you knew how you are praying. Now God gave you an answer. May his name be praised. You don't want people to know what God has done for you. You are like a leper. You get what I'm talking about? When devil does things for all this, they are always flaunting it. Or are you afraid that witches in the church that are hearing you will take away your testimony? I know. Don't give God a shabby thanksgiving when God has done so much thing for you. Don't give God a shabby. I like to say everything, mention them. When I'm praying, I will mention everything from when things are not even that are past. And people may call insignificant. I keep praising God for them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's a word that must continually be in your mouth. Thank you, Jesus, for this, for that. And it's not by mouth that they say you'll be thanking God. Pastor said you'll be thanking God now. They said you'll be thanking God now. It's not your heart. That's the reason you may be broke for so long. I'm telling you, you have not mastered the craft of thanksgiving. It's higher than the... Do they pray in heaven? Do they pray in heaven? They don't pray in heaven, but they thank God in heaven. That means thanksgiving is superior. Because when you live here, you still do it. You not pray in heaven when you live here, but you still continue thanking God. That means through that one, I can get more from heaven. I'm not the one telling you you are living a careless life, you are doing anything. I'm just saying my own secret is thanking God. I'm not talking to that kind of people. I'm talking about good Christians. There's a power in thanksgiving. And it's not about the songs, so only songs. You just sing throughout. Oh, me, ma. You are now jumping like a grasshopper. That's not the one I'm talking about. It's not the one that you are in church, you are taking a picture. You always on, hey! It's not that one I'm talking about. I'm talking about nobody is seeing you first. I will tell you the three levels of expressing thanksgiving. I'm still going there. Ingratitude is a proof of thoughtlessness. What did I say? It's a proof of thoughtlessness. Let me first tell you this. If you cannot be grateful to man, you cannot be grateful to God. If you are not really know how to be grateful to man, you commonize. The reason why they gave you 5K and you say, it's 5K, this person gave me. This is more money. That's the reason why you are alive and you cannot thank God for it. It is small. It's a normal thing. It's a normal thing. Until God takes that life, you now know it's not normal. Are you getting what I'm talking about? There's some people, no matter what you do to them, no sacrifice you do for it, it's small. There was a time I was talking about, I had 3,000 in my account. 3,000 in my account. And I gave somebody 2,000 there. And as I was still planning to do something on the remaining 1,000, somebody called me again that is hungry. I sent that 1,000. It is small to them. And the way they talk about it is like it's very small. But to me, it means I will not eat that day. Arrogant set of people. So will I be telling you that's all I have? I cannot say that now. I cannot be saying that's all I have. But the fact is that it's me that know. I'm spending more than this from me. Like you work for it. If you have not mastered the craft of thanking man, there's every tendency you cannot thank God. That's why Jesus Christ said, I was hungry, you did not feed me now. He said, when was that? He said, what do you do to these people? It's a reflection of what you will do to me. That means if I come in the flesh, you will not give me food. If I'm hungry. You need to go and remove these things and say, it's not my thing. It's not my thing. If I'm thanking him now, it will be swelling up. His head will be swelling up. They don't collect it. If his head will swell up, they don't collect it. The man do call away and say, I'm a sheep. A sheep, none. Do to others of what you want them to do to you. Maybe you feel sad when people thank you, appreciate you for what you do for them. You feel sad. How do you see people that you sacrifice for and they don't appreciate you? You feel sad. It's a reflection of God. You're a child of God. It's a reflection of how God feels. When God sends help your way, the angelic ministry your way, somehow you could have died. Sometimes you not be able to pay that money till that thing close. But you got the money. You got the help. Somehow your parents will have had serious trouble. Sometimes you pray, sometimes you don't even pray. And God did it. But now you are just saying it as normal. You are an ingrate. And it's a proof of your thoughtlessness. And don't forget, Bible said the wisdom is so high for the fool. Bible was talking about the foolish one. He said it. The foolish one, the end of foolishness is what? Death. It's not just physical death, even in life. Yoruba usually say something. Olamo ogo. Oni ko ma ye kini.
Kumaku, Uncle Makomoto Banjago. Mapanonia. Ojaconia, Mua like Tommy Lambridge, Mulaka, Jack and Joe Luria, Jack and Joe Luria. I best know Tommy Lambridge. Cousins of Mule, come my belly bunk. My belly bunk. Utimolara and Mille. That's who I am. That's who I am. Bachelor Belly Kinney, Tommy Lambridge, no, near Lodoko. I go in my quadaqua. Do you know what I'm talking about? Thoughtfulness. And you know what is good? You cannot praise God if you are not thoughtful. You can be like this. Especially when you are going through challenges. When you are going through challenges, you will see that devil will make you not see one reason to thank God. You will not see one. You will see words like, not has been working in my life. This has not been working. He gave thanks last 2 weeks. He gave last month that God, see why are you spoiling me like this? Why are you so good to me? I will worship you forever. You are too good to me. This is what you are saying. But now because you are hungry. A B no ninko. Te ba tin pa o be o ti o ni beru Olorun. God, why are you forsaking me? Why are you forsaking me? What is wrong with you? What is the problem, man? There's no hope again. Because you're hungry. Many people are not ready to leave. You see how some people in your life, you like them because you like helping them because they are grateful. But some thoughts that you give something that because they're just they are, some people say oshe. But some will praise you, abashe o, it is you. They'll say that. There's a tendency you want to give them again. That's sustaining a relationship. The same thing, you want to have a good relationship with God without thanksgiving. You are joking. You just want to be praying. You must build a relationship with God. It's about praying to Him. Praying to Him, talk to Him. So you want to talk to Him without thanking Him. That's why you don't have a relationship. You are forcing your prayer life, it's not working. You are not grateful. You always come there to steal. I'm telling you, God gives you something. You come there to beg. When God gives you, you run away. It knows you again. The next time he will see you, you know, Otimbo, angel will say, Baba, Otimbo, Daniel, I'm not a man, Salah, any. A bit of panic, what is the problem there? Otisabo, Oluwa. You first start to deceive God. Say, when we pray, He answers us. So that God will be saying, God will like this. I've seen how people like to manipulate God. You think I'm manipulating him? He knows what you want to ask before you ask. He knows your heart. But he starts with that. So that we manipulate him. You will not say, oh yeah, F me low. Don't say, angel, discipline him. Let him go through seasons of training. We'll now announce. After 5 months, Ishadale, why he gone at the file? Ishadale, at the file. Along will call Ajo. Along call Ansin. Mugbadura. Oh no, Bummy. Shall not talk about no boy or by Fanny. She be my pammy. Where was God when I was going through this? Where was God? Who are you when God was doing those things for you too? The security of what God is doing for you. The security of anything God gives you is in your thanksgiving. Don't be suffered from these things, from those lepers. That is the security of anything God has given to you. Apart from the wisdom. Wisdom in the security. Yes, wisdom. Another thing is thanksgiving. And it's about to go and umarimba. That's why you're not getting that one. The last, you know, when you first give your life to Christ, what are your times you are grateful or not, or something like that? You start saying, help. But God is using that one to what? Draw you close. When God says, we have drawn this one, it's not getting encouraged. Just be giving him stipends. It's not ready. Praise the living Jesus. If you are not grateful to men, you cannot understand gratitude to God. Do you know one thing that's very funny?
There's something that is called lien. Lien. They freeze somebody's account. Some people have lien on their own life because of this thing. They are ingrates. For example, you are the one taking care of somebody. And that person is not always grateful. I saw one irresponsible woman talking about my mom one time. Mo de man dupe. Mo dupe na lowo won. But nkan to wa nbe ni pe nkan ta ba se fun mi on na le se fun. If it's these people like that, they are not good people. Nkan ta ba se fun mi on na le se fun. I used to say, what you do for me is God you did it for. It's God now. I don't need to thank you. Don't know it's God you did it for. But you are the one eating the rice. You are the one wearing the shoe. Why is it that you don't just want to thank people? It's a curse. Some people have sent people out of their life because they take, especially girls. And now, because you did mean sub now. So, what has people not seen before? Why did your father not do sub for you? Why did your father not do football for you? You have uncles too. You have elder brothers too. Why can't they give it to their girlfriend or people? You are just a thief. Why are they doing sub for you at your age? If you think you're old enough to be in a relationship, you cannot get yourself sub. Because of 2K, common 2K. What about men that give me 100K? That's why they are using them for ritual. One man will go and work, get 100K, give it to you. And you're thinking, he loves you. Love. Love. What about you doing money? Investment in it. How about you doing that? And rebel. What is it? What is it? What is it? Baba, Ogudapawo, Mutinawa Leo. One hour, be. Unpawo. Unpring, because man, wow. They are looking for her, and the police are looking for her. It's giving somebody dollars. Sorry, you are telling me, you know. Hallelujah. You know, in this church, people can know people that got me some things in this church. I don't hide it. Why should I hide what people gave to me? The person that bought bed for me, almost everybody knows. The person that bought me mattress, everybody knows. The person that bought me charger, everybody knows. The person that bought me this watch, people know. Do you understand? Do you think that is limiting myself? That's how people see themselves. They say, if I say it now, they'll be like, I don't have. And you think, I don't have, but me, I'm having more. But you that, I will not say it. They are not giving you again. Apart from the matches they gave you, you have not gotten another thing again. Nobody needs to talk about that one. I gave me matches. Somebody went to buy something of quality for you. In this generation, somebody still buying mattress worth 80K for you. But you don't want to talk about it. Somebody's salary. But I don't know. If I talk about it, it will be like I'm cheap. You are a wicked person. And that's why you should not get help again. Because I've not understood that, you cannot. Somebody is waking up. I corrected a boy today. And I've corrected somebody last year that we fought. Just settled it. Just put it on status. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. And it's a common saying among the youth. I'm alone in this world alone. I'm by myself. Arrogant words. Directly or indirectly, there's no man that is doing without another man. There's one person praying for you. And that one, you cannot pay for it. Somebody will check up on you. But you, the idea of somebody caring about you is giving you money. That's how much money has even bastardized some people's thoughts. The care is money. So pray for the person. Show the person love. The only thing is, you are not caring. Otherwise, you give me money.
That's stupidity. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah.
There was a time that I was hungry and somebody that is not nice in this church came to give me pandan yam. Eh? I still ate it, but I was praying like God. I don't know the plan of this person, but I will eat this one. Nothing harmful shall harm me. Because the way she was looking at me, like, I should fall down now, I should fall down. But I ate it, but thank God. Praise the living Jesus. She brought another thing and not collect that one. And say, hey, praise the living Jesus. Gratitude. Let people know that you are grateful for everything they do for you. For that call. Have you seen people that they are so, they have understood this thing? When you call them, before you call the call, they will say, ah, thank you, I appreciate this call. How do you feel when someone tells you, I appreciate this call? You know, you don't care about he saying that. But that thing, you can say, ah, no problem. But you feel honored. Eh? Somebody appreciate the call. You send someone this message. You saw someone this message. Somebody can message you and give you information. You'll say, okay, I go do them now. You are rude. Thank you for this information. He did not give every other person. This is how they go, they get good jobs and they send them away. They are around opportunities. They are around big people in their company. They not, it's just official. It's things that are not official that actually make official things work. It's things that are not official that make you get benefit of official things. Is it official to take your boss and say, well done, sir, let me help you with your bag. Is it official? Good morning, sir. I just have to get you this birthday gift. It's not official, but it will be the reason why your official promotion will be secured. Simple things. No, I'm a king. Pastor has taught us we are king and priest. I can't carry back for no man. I can't carry back for no man. So the man is passing. They are praying in tongues. Kapom milamu sabaratis. Intentionally, they are not saying string tongues. Anybody that come near me has come near fire. Pastor, we have already led prayer that God has turned my identity to fire. In this workplace, you will know. Now you are the one on fire. Before we know it, they fired you. You are fireized. All these are not spiritual. You see people in their company, they are praying in tongues. You should be working. You do not work. You are not productive in your work. That tongue is not working. Rapapapandelulas! Say better. Then I rush down. What happened? They say, please, I'm having time with God. If in the company, foolishness. You cannot pray in your company, anybody should not know. You don't want them to call you Mommy Gio, Daddy Gio. It was in the school now. I told you when I was in school, you see students, they hold themselves, they can be three. You cannot, they will block the road. You see that in camp sometimes too. You have not seen that in Redeem Camp. When convention, they are not serious during that time. But when people are now going home, when the place is blocked, you now see some people go and check their life. Nothing is changing. When Abba said, give prayer point, they go and pray, he give you like 30 minutes. They will not take it serious. But when they want, because people will not see them, they want to pray when people will see them. There's one brother usually pray in the room when I was in school. Any small thing, say, bro, let us pray. Bro, let us pray. So I gave him name, Man of Fire, to mock him, but he thought I was praising him. Man of Fire, hey! Let us pray, bro. Let us pray. So we're in his room. He started praying. I called my brother, let us go out. We went to the sitting room. We were leaving the house of the first professor of Lautech that time. Professor Ayen. So when we went to the sitting room, then he came to the sitting room, spread the mats, slept on the mats there. Leave, blah, 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 blah. Have mercy, Lord. We now did, one of our sinners now came and said, would you pray in the night? So say, let us pray. Let us first go 1 hour in tongue.
But I prayed 15 minutes, he could not pray again. So you don't even have strength of prayer like this. You will not. That's why you build your strength of prayer alone. Yes, when we are here, that's when you can pray long. You carry it to a secret place so that you'll be able to stretch yourself. You don't have that one. It's in the church. You want to be doing sounding like Apostle Edu. No, your prayer life is not working. And that thing is not prayer. I've told you, I must not hear anybody praying like that here. Don't groan here. Pray. Rejoice. I'm not saying Apostle Edu is not. It's working for him. He knows the revelation behind what he's doing. But you don't have revelation. You just want to copy somebody. You not add your distance to like that. Have you seen them? This are the real. What's the meaning of that? To God. Their dignity. He's king and priest. So before the Lord, the king, we raise up our hand and make declarations. You now carry share, roman the share, you take the word. I take the pillar, you held it because you heard that Ezekiah turned to the wall. Is that what it now said that Ezekiah was romancing the wall? You now went on mountain. Eh? You are doing Jankuliba there. Until I'm tired of that and I'll continue saying that. You now call yourself apostle. What kind of apostle is that? You now wear socks on native. Praise God. That's not spirituality. Give me Luke 12:16-20. Take your prayer life, take your thanksgiving life, make it, build it. Luke 12 from verse 16. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. The next one. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room. This guy is now blessed with fruits in his farm. Give us the next one. And he said, this is what I will do. I will pull down my barns and will build a greater one. I will bestow all my fruit and my goods. Eh? And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, you idiot. I ben a debit daughter. This night, I know you are rich. I know you are great. Me, it's only one thing I will take from you. I will not take your goods. I will not take anything from you. You work for it because you are a great man. It's what belongs to me. And me, I just want to take too. Just give me my own soul. Take your goods. You now see the one that's important. Me, buy jao. Kosi jala ni wao. Chori po mo binu siye. Me o binu o. Kafumi lakon eh. God knows. Give me your own soul. Keep the goods. Keep your bands. If you have enlarged it. Shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be? We that provided. So all those things, who would they be? Foolish people. I got this with my hard work. I got it written. I'm the architect of my fortune. It's good that you are diligent. But even your diligence, you ascribe it to God. I went to camp on Monday. And as I was crossing, something came to my heart. God said, I saw some things and I was saying, ah, thank you. God said, do you know that this thing you did now is a gift? It's not everybody has it. Ability to see things to thank God about. It's not everybody has it. It's thoughtfulness. So people, no matter what they see, it is when you now say, oh, Otonio, ah, oh, yeah, Kadupeo, Otonio. I've been not simple like that. You are the one that will tell them what God is doing in their life. They did not see it. They don't prosper. The same complaint is what they still do. Ability. As we see, I notice anytime I go out, I see something to thank God about. I see people smoking, I say, thank you, God. Thank you, my life is not like this. It's a matter of 6 months or some months. These people have problem. When they are now old, they will have liver problem. When they are now old, they will have the same problem. All kind of problems. Thank you that me, I don't reason to have those issues. Thank you. Thank you that all this wayward life is not appealing to me. What did you do to me? Thank you. Thank you that I'm wise. When you see some people just foolish, I'm proud of their foolishness. Thank you. When you understand and you are grateful for those things, you will not be angry with a foolish person. When you just shouting on your head, you will just be pitying the person. Be a call. Oh, le se jura elo. Oh, le se be a call me le baja me le binus ye. We are praying for you, Ni. Do you understand? The guy just said all kind of things about you. Just say nonsense. He expected you to talk. God told me something to do. By the time you go on Instagram, somebody is saying anything that is bad. God said, I should not comment. Like, when that person says something that is wrong about us, like the person's, what's it called? Post. Like the post. Like, when you like it for 3 times like that, you want to gain popularity. Let it be close to everybody that is now commenting on them. Say, look for what the guy will say. Wait for a while. Now like those posts. They will now say, why you already go? I don't like post one. You will just go away like that. Give not your strength to small children. Eh? Don't you now shouting with them. You are small like them. I don't have that time. Are you not busy with most important things? They are not busy. That's why they are looking at all my message, looking at these things, and looking for errors. Do you understand? But if they are busy, but me, I'm busy, and God is blessing me for being busy in the right things. They are losing time, leaving their destiny to time. Like them. After a time, they will leave you alone. Ignoring the devil is the strongest weapon. I pinch him. Don't pray about his matter. Eh? Focus on God. How will you be on the side of God and the devil will have power over you? It is because you are not ignoring him. That's why you will not sin. You will not have access to your life. Now you now start cursing too. See, these prophets are mad. They are just mad. See what they are doing. False prophets, they are mad. You are not angry. Me, false prophet, you will know that Michelle, you will run mad. You will do this. You have been cursing too. Which is against your own work of love. You have opened your door to the devil because you responded to a small baby. There are people that are 50-something years old, 40-something years old. May I see them as baby? The way they think. Praise the living Jesus. You don't like a person, people that will come and say, let me advise you on ministry. And when they say, let me advise you on ministry, and you ask them questions on the basic things of the Bible, they don't know. Let them know that you discover that they don't know. Just pat them on their back. It will be well, sir. God bless you, sir. You will get here one day. Those words will make them... You don't see what Jesus actually do to people. He doesn't answer them like he's fighting with them. He will make them more offended. It's wisdom that can do that, you know. So are you greater than our father Abraham? Are you greater than Jacob that gave us the well? He said, this well, this means fountain of life. Drink. You will not be tired again. Are you greater than Abraham? Are you up to 50 years? He said, before Abraham, I was. And he said, tell me, are you a king? Tell me, are you a king? He said, you shall see the Son of Man rising into the heaven. Let your answers be in those directions. Don't fight with children. Some of you are not doing a yaruya. You are not red in the eyes for a woman, for a boy that is supposed to be beating. You are not red. You are not saying, I am not drink water. The truth is that you yourself, you can ignore those things. You are important than that. I've said, you cannot see me. Somebody is shouting, and I'm shouting too. One of us should be shouting. Either that one shouting, I'm walking away. Or I should be shouting, that one should know, and should keep quiet. I'm correcting the person. But two of us are not shouting. And say, you are mad. Me that, you two are foolish. Say, you are stupid. And say, you are named Besai. And I won. So I used two insults to win. I said, Pastor, yeah, only reply, Leno. I'm not sure, mom, but no, no, but you are. I said, yeah, but who pastor no? Who pastor no? Who for him, boom, who for him, boom? Only Kalokolo. Can you do pastor? Who do pastor? Do you understand? That's you put honor on your life. When it's everywhere that you know you won't see, you are finding yourself. You say it doesn't matter. Let me just I'm just see me, I'm simple. I'm a simple man. Simple to the call. I can flow with anybody. So praise the living Jesus. Now, what are those things to look on in our life to thank God about? I saw some things. They are about 20-something, but I'll not talk about everything. One of the most beautiful things every day, just sit down. If truly you have it, is salvation. Is what? Salvation. Just be like, Lord, thank you that I'm saved. That thing is the greatest prayer point I do. When I want to pray, for the first 15 minutes, I'm talking about my salvation. Now, it has happened about 13 years ago. About 13 years ago, more than 13 years ago, that I'm saved. But every time I make it fresh, so that I know where I'm coming from. That's why some of you have long left your past, and you're not grateful for your past life that your God has taken away. You are stealing. You are fornicating. You are washing things you should not wash. Doing things you should not do. Now you are saved. And it doesn't matter to you. You are just saying, I'm saved, I'm saved. Boasting about that. Can you come to God and say, I'm grateful for salvation. Thank you for having me in mind in your salvation plan. Thank you for salvation. Praise the living Jesus. Talk about it. Make it be fresh to you. That's when, because we're talking God about it time to time, it will create, you will not value it. You are conscious of it. And you know what? It's not just thank you for salvation. That's not how I pray about this. So that God, thank you for salvation. I can start with that. What I'll now do is what? Mentioning those things that God saved me from. Now you have made me wise. Now you have made me think like you. I will mention those things. I'm talking about salvation. That's why you can finish your prayer point in 20 minutes. You don't know what to talk about again. Because you are not grateful. But the boy said he will walk in the camp all through the night. He said he's just doing one thing. Just thanking God. How will somebody thank God overnight? In 20 minutes, you have finished what to thank God about. You did not see anything again. Thank you, Jesus, for today that I'm alive. You go and look at the face of people that are thanking God. I'm alive and you are taking care of me. Thank you, God. Father, I now pray this day. What happened last week should not happen this week, God. Have mercy, God. My Father, my God, my Lord and Savior. Praise the living Jesus. Salvation. Are you not grateful that you have the Holy Spirit inside you? The Holy Spirit of God inside you. I don't know. Holy Spirit. Are you not grateful for the Bible? That you have the Bible. It took the blood of people for this thing to come to us. Blood of people. Death of people. Matthias. Is it not beautiful that we are not there when Jesus Christ was having his ministry? And everything, almost everything he said was documented for us. Now we have in our hands. We have on our screen. The same words that Jesus Christ spoke on it. The king came here. And where the king, what the word of the king is, there's what? There's power. This is the word of the king. And now the word of the king can be in our mouth. So when we speak it, we speak power. Can't I thank God for that? That's why your study life is not rich. You are not meditating on gratitude. That's why we discover some revelations. Not thanking God for the blood. I'm not thanking God for, I don't know. There are just plenty, myriads of things to thank God for. Do you know remission? Let me explain this. Remission means all your sins are wiped off and they are not keeping record of it in heaven. Now, this is the meaning. She can come to this church now and be doing like it's holy. And say, see those people, they are just living sinful life. Let us pray for them. I haven't heard about one. She's now pregnant. Let us just pray for them and say all kind of things. But this is the question. God is the one seeing all of our sins. Eh? And it's not gossiping about it. Have you heard some people say, hey, oh, love of only? Have you heard that before? If you have seen anybody saying that, go and ask for forgiveness on that person's behalf. Pray for 7 weeks for that person. That's an insulting word to use. Very insulting. Because it's giving secrets. It doesn't give secrets like you think. Those people that are talking, they don't have secrets from me. And they are calling me life. What kind of rubbish is that? Gossiper, revelational person, is different from a gossiper. Imagine if God is telling people what we are doing. You know, all of you are looking like sanctimonious people like this. Sacramental people. Hey! God just said, to prove that I'm omnipotent, I will do something today. Immediately I stretch my hand toward that screen. I will put the thoughts of poverty here. You'll be afraid of what people are thinking about. The thought from last week, I want to put it on the screen. But it will come in front of, it will come in front of pictures and videos, films of our thoughts. You see some members, the way they are kissing people, romancing people, but they can come here and be saying, Kopampe, Kopampe, Kopalakata. Why we God sit down? God said that this guy is still growing. It's a matter of time. God forgave you. Are you not grateful for God? That there's something we do not know in this church that you are doing. But you went to God, you are praying for your wife, and God forgave you. And God lift the fear from you. And nobody's aware on the whole earth. Is it not great to thank God about? Me, I thank God for that though. That things we just say, God, I messed up there. I messed up. God, I'm sorry. I did this. I remember this in God, I'm sorry. For my past, for things I've done, I'm sorry. I don't know why we even do something like that. And it is between me and God. Nobody's aware. And nobody will be aware. It is witchcraft that all prophets are using. To take the past, God has forgiven somebody. To not be saying it. It's witchcraft. It's not God. Because God is not keeping record. So how do you get it? You get what I'm talking about? I'm talking about someone that's now redeemed. You have aborted. Am I lying? Have you met before? You have met evil spirits before. That's not prophecy. That's victimization. That's persecution. Now you said it, now the person is born again. You call the person. You said that. You just want to feel like a star. I've told you, though, it's for people that I'm training, they cannot have that kind of this thing. You walk out or you tell the person right there. You walk out. And do you know when you walk out, they will threaten you. Eh? Before a prophet, you're walking out on me. Ha, 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 ha. You now see that they will now start doing like Dracula. Ha, 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 ha. You will see. It's a proof that it's more important in making people victimized than you want to bless them. And what the Bible says, prophecy is for what? Edification. When you say prophet time, you should be happy for prophecy. That if prophets see something about me that's even bad, this thing I'm doing, even if we see it, he will not say it. But now, everybody's YouTube channel, they want to have prophecies. You have aborted before. You have done this before. The person's life on the whole internet. God is not doing that. It is not Christ-like. When God was talking to the Samaritan woman that she was a prostitute, who was there? Who was there? Your prophets will do it now. When people are there, they will not talk when they are alone. They will do like they did not see anything. But when people are not there, wait. Kapuse, 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 kapuse. I'm saying something. I'm saying six men. Six men. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm saying six men. Who is Alex? Who is Sandro? Who is Balotelli? Oh. The man you're even staying now is not your husband. Abi?
Professor!
And someone will say, hey, they are deep here. Damn sense. You are not spiritually mature. If those things can move you, you are not mature. Prophecy is natural. We get prophecy every day about our life. Which, the one you are getting for your life is the one that is important. The answer is to come and pay offering for prophecy. Not pay offering. Remission. God is not talking about me, messing me up. Do you know when God reveals your even sin, your sin, to another person? Do you know when God reveals it? God doesn't reveal your sin to another person. Do you know when God reveals it? It's when he's trying so that you change, but you know to change. You are not comfortable. You want somebody that is more spiritual than you to see, to help you. So that you'll be ashamed for the sin. But you will not say it publicly. That's why you see people remove mic and say it. Anything that is capable of bringing shame to family, etc. is not capable to... It's an unskilled prophet that will be saying it for the world to you. Or if it's not unskilled, it's a person that has ego problem. He wants to build his own channel. You will remove mic and say, stop living this kind of life. Or see me after service. I want to say that. Come here, brother. Come here. Why are you competing with Wizkid? You know what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You are smoking. You are a mouse. A money. That brother is not crying. That sister is crying. When I was younger, I was still be around 13, 14. One person that dressed like a madman entered our church. When our church, to God will have mercy upon us that time. The man came. In fact, I think it was church member that gave him clothes to wear. I said, you know, I have a very, I remember like yesterday. We are in circle like this. In circle in the church. And he said, Iwo! Miche Wale Oteriba for me. A journey, eh? You are a wish. Nina there. And now Nina. She has accepted that she's a wish. Whether she is or not, we don't know. God knows. But the truth is that she knelt down there. It's now saying things. The pastor, our pastor is there, everybody was there looking at her. Now, how will they remove the blemish? Let me say she's a wish or not. She did not cast out the devil. Did not cast out the devil. Just announced. That's how evil spirits do. I told you one man that did not face his business, that God not calling to ministry, that now started a ministry. The name of his ministry is Bike Man Prophetic Ministry. You're a bike man, you carried me. Bike man. You're a bike man, you carried me. He started prophesying throughout till I reached there. Said, God is telling me right now, the way you are messing up women is too much. Stop it. Go and change your ways. God has been warning you, but you are not hearing. You see? But if I'm a bad person now, I should arrest him. Knock his head. Baba, if I now charge him to court now, all the money of Akada, he can use it to bail himself. Because they don't know. Why? I woke up, I obvious, I dress, I wear jeans, and what this thing. It's a Yahoo boy thing. So he's using this memory thinking to do it. Not spirit. I was just laughing. But I was saying something now. I heard something now. Before this year runs to an end, you will marry. Love want to keep me on the back that day. Then when it's not because I was not talking that. Baba, shut up. Because I was not saying that. Because I have respect for elderly people. It dropped me beside the church there. In that park. To give me a word of wisdom. Go and change. Go and change. Leave those women alone. God will save you from these prophets. It's everybody out to prophesy. Pastor, I saw you naked. Don't prophesy that kind of. As you can see, I'm dressing well. Hallelujah. Praise God for small things. And praise God for what? Big things. For example now. For the 2Ks, 3Ks, 4Ks, they met those needs at that time. Many of you, you just go and buy food. Thank God for those small things. Those 2K, that 3K, that used to feed your gas. Yeah, in school. Thank God for it. Don't just thank the person. Thank God for letting that person give you. It's another thing for someone to have. It's another thing for him to have the thought to give you and to give you. There are different things. Thank God for it. Let God see that anything that comes to your life, you just want to push it to God. Thank God for the 100K when it's now big. Possibly the millions. That's the reason why you have millions. That's the meaning. Come on, me, I know I'm a very excellent rich man. Because my life, my lifestyle, I praise God and I pray. People that are close to me, they know that. Sometimes I may not even, when I say I want to go and pray today, God will just tell me that, as I'm praying and I can just kneel down where I am, in the compound, or just sit down on the floor and just start singing unto God. And I don't care if anybody is there. And that's the first thing. You forget dignity. You forget your dignity when you are praising God. Now you now want to, your spirit showed you a posture that you prostrate. But because people are there, you not want them to go. You are not thanking God. Thank God that you are not handicapped. I'm not trying to drill you. I know this is I'm not important to you. I went to camp, and one of the things that I saw that man in the sun. That you know the way the sun is hot these days. In the sun that I went and came back, was sitting in that place. Like, if you cross to the other side, that pavement, he sat down there. Begging. And everybody is passing, they never give me anything. Possibly somebody's father. It should be in his 40-something. Swollen leg. And cut away. People having this kind of, you are not handicapped. Yoruba, I like Yoruba so much. Adage. He said, oh, Tirinjina. Lofiri, Abuke Okare. Some of you have not seen some things. You think it's not possible. You have not gone out. That's why you have not seen things. When I was in 500 level, I said, I cannot just leave school like that. Let me just go out. We went to blind center. Fine people, men, women, blind. They have a center for them. Imbeciles. This and that. Going there to meet them. It was not their fault. It was not their choice. You can see. But you are complaining. Do you know that one thing I discovered about life? That the free things God gave us are the important things. Look at the pen that has the whole money, but does not have life, does not have good liver. What's the purpose of that? You are not enjoying the money. There is a politician. He will have been a senator in this country. He has a bank. I don't want to mention him. Very rich billionaire. Do you know what killed him? He's always urinating. He urinates more than normal. He has diabetes. He had diabetes. One of those days, he went to urinate. He just said, oh yeah. In fact, they usually find him so much in America. Because we go and urinate in some places, you don't urinate. So they will find him. He will be paying for the fine. He could not stop. He can be driving. Oh yeah, take me there. Rich man. He's not enjoying his money. If he's doing meeting, he must leave that meeting like 4 times. Rich man. And not long he was going for an important meeting during election. And he was the one to win that election. The way the tide was going. He told the driver to go to Babish. They just want to urinate. The driver could not be looking at him, so he went there to urinate. The driver, this man is taking time. He will look back. What has carried the man away? That's how he died.
he would have been a senator. I know his name, but I cannot mention it because I was told not to be mentioning names again. I should be becoming more professional. I'm not professional. John the Baptist, rough. You are not handicapped. Thank God for that. You have hand, you can carry it. I know you not believe this thing, so. But people cannot carry their hand. They have hand, but forget, it's just there. It's not working. It was when I was going out that another one says, I saw about 5 in a particular day. Young people, they have hand, the hand is working, but this is how all of them hand look like. Have you seen many people like that? People are plenty that their hand look like this. You go to the toilet to clean. How will people that do not have left hand clean? How? How do I saw a woman not have the two? How? Somebody will clean for her. Look at the shame. And they are still happy. You don't have shoe. What have depend? I have forgotten about shoe. You cannot get the size because of elephantiasis. You don't have that. It's my life moving forward like this. You are a proud ingrate. There's a way you will have all clothes in your wardrobe and you say, I don't have anything. See me. These clothes have been wearing them for long. Are they old? Some people, if they see that, they are rich. They will sell parts. They will wear parts. Pray God for answer prayer. So I pray God has answered it. Why can't you be saying that answer prayer? All right, this is what I do. This is my protocol of praying. Especially when it comes to praise. For example, if last month God gave me, June, God gave me something. July, God gave me something. Every month, God is giving me one thing, for example. That June, I will thank God for that thing. By July, I will thank God for what God did for me in July and June. Do you understand? I said it to today. So, if I want to pray today, I will thank God for what God has done for me. I will start from what God has done since 13 years ago that I was saved. That's how I pray. So, it takes me time sometimes. With everything I can remember, I done that time. I start thanking. I'm not so curious about rushing to ask for what I want to ask. But when I do that, I will not need to ask. I've told you I've gone to pray before. And I was still thanking God. Thanking God. In the midst of thanking God, God has already answered without asking. God knows your thoughts. So you want to thank God for answered prayers. And you want to remember those things. Bible says, for God, forget not his benefits, because you can forget. Some of you have forgotten so long. Some of you have even forgotten God has done something for you. We need to remind you. But have you forgotten God did this? It's a lie. Remind me. God did it to God. Did it. Thank God. We should just help me again. You are a bad person. You cannot be grateful to man. Thanking God for unanswered prayers. You don't know things. Some people, the reason why they are not in Christ today, God answered their prayer. You see that man? That's how some people are. Mary, you will not see them in church. It's the plan of God. That's why God is still keeping them in church. Because they will have businesses they want to do. It's not my fault. I want to oversee that business. I need to travel down to Dublin. I need to go to Dubai. I have a meeting there. Every meeting, at least on Sunday and Friday. No prayer, no study, etc. And it's the way you can explain it. I know what I'm talking about. Say, am I stupid? Will I now not want to come to church? It's beyond me. It's beyond me. Pastor will be praying for me. It's not easy. We will pray for you. If we remember. But one thing we just know is that it will not be long before you come back to us to get another job. Thank God for the ability to get God's voice. God's instruction for the world. That he speaks. Me, I thank God for that too. I'm not discovering. For a while, I've discovered it's not all Christians that hear God. How would they know the next thing to do in their life? They will just be using that. That you believe it. Thank God for it. That is working your life. Thank God for it.
End of the assembly, God told me. Because I know that, and I meditate on that. That's why anytime I meet God, do you know something? There's one article, one pastor was preaching. So, I'll be very careful. Listen to this, you know. The pastor was preaching. He said, people are very funny. You want to hear God's voice? You must be able to pray for around 10 years. You have not been praying, you want to hear God. And this man is a very strong man. You will pray like this, you do this to hear God. You must angulate your antenna. Do this, say all that kind of things. So he said how they will pray, how they will fast, how they will meditate. So I remember I said, wow. Listen, it's serious. So I said, let me pray. God said, shut up. Shut up. I know some God, you don't hear shut up from God. You think God cannot say that? He said, Are you hearing me when I tell you things? So why do you want to deactivate what you are hearing? Something is working for you. That's what makes that one ear. You is working for you, but you now because me too, you just like praying. The more you I've been praying nothing here. Some of you, the more you pray, the more you will not know God. Because you think it's about prayer. And prayer is very essential. You must pray well. But it's a balance. Go and listen to our prayer series. You know what I'm talking about? So, we like it when people say challenging things. As you are challenging, ask yourself, is this thing working for me? See, I want to give you a secret. This secret will move you. I know you have been living a stagnant life. You are in one spot. Things are not working. You're like, what is happening to me? I want to give you two secrets that will change your life. One, this. Two. So you can now say, hey, let me start praying. Let me start doing this thing. The question is, am I having a stagnant life? You have already been praying that prayer before you remember you are not stagnant. Many people have been there. I know you have been dry your prayer life. Do this, you know how to do that. Are you dry your prayer life? He's not talking to you. You just like to pray. Prayer warrior. There's a man, they call him prayer bulldozer. When you hear those kind of names, did you pray than some people in this Bible? Do you pray than those? They don't even give them term bulldozer. Say bulldozer. And I said, okay, let me even see his prayer. Let me see the way he's praying. He said it's a giving beat. There's a man, is it Fino that he was singing Umbiala? It is singing Umbiala. Well, he sang that for a while. Before he was like this. You saw the video now? Is this the prayer bulldozer is doing? Then he went on his knee. Started doing, what a shame. I know you guys like that. All this I'm saying now, people say, this guy has no entire realms. His name is Man of the Realms. If he's a man of the realms, you understand these things. There are portals open. Portals, I know I go by. They are portals. They are dimensions. Dimensions. There's a man. You little what? Dimensions. Dimensions. Sheula. You know that man? That's how you really pray in tongues. Strange things. And when you pray for people, this black, what they call it? Is iris. Or pupil, I don't even know. That black on your eyes, it will disappear. Everything will just be white. He said that is a proof that they are connected to heaven. This black should not be there. Power of darkness. That's why many Christians have evil spirits in their life. Plenty, they have opened evil spirits up into their life. Stupid things. Christians do not even know that this thing cannot be God. They don't know. Anything is God. When you are correcting, there was I saw a man. He said, so I heard a song. I love that song. Because when I was in deeper life, I just listened to that song. Jesus conquered the world and gave us victory. Victory, victory, hallelujah. I love that song. So I saw people singing and clapping. All of them were in white and berets. I said, wow. Then it was later I now saw that they were singing it for the man in front of them. That is the Jesus. In this same Nigeria. Clapping their hand. My Lord conquered the world. It is in this. and gave you victory. Hallelujah. So I was so vexed. And I said, let me even see the comment. Somebody said, I do not believe in this century. Somebody still believing that this a person is God. I said, thank God. Some people say absence. I just checked the under. Man said, shut up there. Shut up there. Don't insult my Lord and Savior. I saw the other one. That one is a white man. Don't come against the creator of my soul. The owner of my soul. I will serve him to the end of my life. And I gave up. It's a Nigerian. This man is a Nigerian. White people everywhere. They are possessed. Praying to a man. He said, they should pray, want to answer their prayer. And they said, one thing they love about him that he's a prayer answering God. You, that man, is a prayer answering God. He will see how people are fooling in church. The dexterity of the building. People like to be bound than to be free. They don't like simple things, simple instruction. Don't. If Christianity is becoming simple, there's no power there. But when we are talking about to go and do 625 fasts, that's one thing that one man used to deceive us in school. He said, the first day, 100 days. The man said, you have tried. Now go for 200. He did 200. He said, okay. Now go for 300. Then after that, I said, go for 365 days. So by the time he finished it, he said that it disappeared. Or what did he say? He started seeing everything about people. Yes, he started having by location. He would be in two places at the same time. People are saying, hey! Makapa bababalias. Touch me, sir. Touch me, sir. Receive. He's somewhere now that we should not talk about. Praise God. Thank God for time-sensitive needs met. If God will not answer you that time, you'll be ashamed. Oh, that need was linked to time. Why can't you thank God for it? Turn on the duty. Why can't you thank God for miracles? Somebody was about to die. Or was very sick. Or attacked. And God now helped you out of that thing. But after you are trying to say it's not powerful. For example, I know somebody. This particular person. He has problem before. You know those things that really grow on some people's head. I've forgotten their name. You know those things now. You know some people that thing really grow on their head and their this one. Person was healed. And that thing literally disappeared. And explaining it. It's not a spiritual thing. It is that thing is because that time I did not know that this thing is because of what I was eating. I love people like that. Even if your nutrition was on, that's how I do something. Even with my efforts that I think I need to get something, I will still say it's God. I will say it's God more than my effort. In fact, possibly I will not talk about my own efforts. Let God know that I'm obsessed about telling people that it's one. Praise the living Jesus. Let me say two more. You must thank God that you have a family. You have a family. It's very terrible for someone not to have family. That's why I pity especially orphans. They don't have father, they don't have mother. You have family. No matter what, there's nothing like family. Some of your boyfriend will still leave you. If you have one. Your girlfriend will still leave you. Your family will not leave you. That's why you can be arrogant there, you still come back there. Your family. You still come back. One guy left home. He said he refused to be their short son. He went out. I cease to be your child today. I'm going for you. He came back not too long, 3 weeks. He said, their food. You can do that because family. You must thank God for the African heritage you have in Christ. Do you know why I want to talk about that? That this is the same land that Pa Elton traded on. Babalola, Omotunde, Obajide, Oba Ezekiah, Obadare, all these apostles, all these great people, they are from this soil. Archbishop, we have a strong heritage. Of faith. I thank God for that. I really thank God. That this means something. Because if Bible said location is important. Location, according to the scripture, book of Acts. Location is important to God. Where we are. Why did God put me in Nigeria? Where there are great men of God. To minister. Why did God put us here? With this kind of heritage given to us. All around the world, there's an honor they give Nigerians. Spiritually. Every church all around the world, they have been saying it. We were in a meeting. Is this year? We were in a meeting this year with Pastor Chris, Pastor Benin, and some other wonderful pastors. Bishop Clarence McClendon was there too. And they were talking about all of them. Pastor Benin, Pastor McClendon, and every other Pastor Payne, all of them. They were saying one thing. He said, it is obvious to everybody all around the world that the Nigerian church is the most important, and they are the one that we bring revival to all parts of the world. There is the Nigerian church. There is the time of Nigerian church. That the spirituality of that is the truth. I know many people are messing it up. Some of us singers and other things. But the truth is that the Nigerian church has one heritage. That for the serious ones, they'll be able to take from it. They will drink from that well that has been opened by the fathers. Hallelujah. I thought it was people that are sensitive, that are ready to serve. Don't say you are a media person in your church and you are not doing anything there. It's for service. Serving, active one. Serve God with your heart. Let God see the faithfulness. You get from that heritage. Start asking, you can pray for a mantle from night tomorrow to this. You will not get anything. Finally, there are three levels of revealing, expressing your thanksgiving. Number one is what? Before God. In the secret place. That is to say, that one, you are before God alone, thanking Him. What are you in the room? What is your prayer time? What is your thanksgiving time? Father, I want to thank you for forgiving my sins. Thank you. That thing I did. Thank you. You are the one that made these things work. Thank you for yet many things we do. In your personal time between God, are you hearing me at all? You cannot be a grateful person to God. Yes. If you can be like this when they are preaching about this, you cannot be great. Praise God. Gratitude. Between you and what? God. Second one is what? In the congregation of the righteous. In the what? This is the second level. If you don't have these three levels, you have not understood thanksgiving. In the congregation of the righteous, what it means is that, praise God, hallelujah, I want to give a testimony of what God has done for me. Do you understand? They overcame by their word, the word of their what? Testimony. Revelation 12:11. They overcame by that. Any person that has not carried it, he's just saying it, has not carried it, he's not confident about what he's thanking God about, and is not open for a better one. Listen to me. I was in a challenge one time in my life. Challenge. I was down as a minister, and I saw two testimonies that it's just like Jesus put all the faith of those people inside me. That's Pastor Chris. I was so much blessed by it that I actually came to play it inside the church. When he said the child was crippled, the daughter was crippled, and was talking about, don't forget, I talk about two. When he said the daughter was crippled, and when he said he was begging for money at the time for ministry, and he just stopped doing it and focused on God. That faith of that man of that standard, he's supposed to be proud and say, I will not share this kind of thing so that they will not look down on me. If we can come out and share it, that there was a time I was broke, begging people for money, Pastor Chris Oyakilome, who am I?
Do you know how much that thing helped me? It saved my faith. You are doing fine. Another man came and called Bishop Oyedepo. I will always be eternally grateful for that man. He said something. He said, if you know how we started life, ministry, you will know that you are far better than us. You have more hope than us. Then I was talking about it. I was broke. God told him to resign from work. And when he resigned, it was the wife that was taking care of the house. He resigned from architectural work on the federal government work. And he was saying plenty of things he had to suffer. How there was no space, how people did not believe in him, I did not have shoes, I did not have many things. But God was steadily helping him. Sharing those testimonies, do you know what it means to me? At that time, there was what is stirred up in me. That means our testimony is somebody's encouragement. But you are breaking the flow. When you keep quiet, it is spread. Everybody that loves somebody wants to tell somebody about, this is what this person did for me. Be excited to talk to people. And a lot of people, they will say it. When they finish their testimony, they will say, if God can do it for me, he can do it for you. Anytime, it's a moment you are preaching to people. I share my own almost every time. I share what I should know. What when it has to do with thanksgiving or not, I still share it. I can explain you spiritual warfare. I will talk about what God has done for me. Because I'm excited to honor God with what he has done. I don't want to hide it. So know that this is what God is doing in my life. If you need that thing, you'll be encouraged. When God knows that by what he did in your life, you're encouraging somebody, steering somebody's faith, do you think God will stop blessing you? But you can just be like, nobody will even know what God is doing in your life. You just be like, I just want to thank God though. God has been faithful. When I'm not even faithful, he's faithful. He has been good to me. God bless. Don't come out here and collect this mic for that kind of testimony again. Do you understand what I'm talking about? We know God is faithful to you. But it is a confirmation you are unfaithful. That unfaithfulness you came to thank God about, you have continued it on this place. So that's what we want to come and tell us God has done for you. The third level. So I've said first one, before God. Second one, the congregation of the saints. Third one is what? David said, send us around the world to publish the what? The good news. Have you seen some people on their Instagram page, on their Facebook page, having testimonies of how God changed their life? Have you seen some people that would do some videos that devil thought he had me, but Jesus said, have their past and their new life. And they are using that one to bless people's life. That's a testimony of what God has done in their life. One showed where he was, how broke he used to be, and how God has blessed him. Sometimes talking about what God has done to you. Now, this is me. Don't mind people that will say you are proud. Don't mind people that will say, is that what God has done? You are excited to say, God, thank you. I will let people know. I will tell people of the goodness of the Lord in my life. I will announce it. I will publish it. I will sound it abroad. Some people don't know. The only thing they know your grinding. They know your hard work. They know your discipline. They know your wisdom. They know your intellectual capacity. But they don't know that it's God. Flaunt God in your life. Flaunt the word of God. The work of God in your life. Don't hide it. You may be encouraging somebody. That may be the exact inspiration somebody needs to start life again. Don't hide it. Tell them the power of prayer. How you prayed and the faithful God answered your prayer. They can start that business you are doing too. And they don't have to compete with you. It can be you. Tell them the power of what you have learned in your church. The principles. How you use it and faithful God answered your prayer. Be grateful to God for those things. These things are very, very, very important to our Christian life. Philippians 4, 6, and we round off the service. Philippians 4, 6. He told us how to pray. He said, be careful for nothing. Don't be concerned. Don't be worried about anything. In everything, it's not in something. By prayer and supplication. With what? Thanksgiving. Don't pray for supplication of your needs without thanksgiving. By prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. I will say this thing again. I was very excited when Pastor Ben led use this for prayer
Then be careful for what? Nothing. That one thing happen. When problem comes to my life, when I have challenges, I will be like, God has done it before. He will do it again. I'm not concerned. He will fix it. He's the Father. I will dance. I will rejoice. Be careful for nothing. But in everything. So because of that, I will go in prayer to God. I will pray for supplication of those needs. But what? I will do it with what? With thanksgiving. I will make my request known unto God. That means my prayer, the supplication. Please, give me this envelope, please. One. Thank you. This is how it goes. This is prayer and supplication. I put it inside the envelope, send it to God. The envelope is what? The first thing that will be seen. That's what? Thanksgiving. So you guys are not enveloping your prayer well when you are just always praying. You are not having thanksgiving. They will just archive it. So with thanksgiving, we offer it. That's what he's saying. With thanksgiving, let your request. That's, in fact, one of the significant parts of it. By prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God. You embellish your prayer with these things. How do you enter his courts? With praises, his gates with thanksgiving. That's what gives you access. You are cheating yourself if you don't have a daily. You know one thing I love about Christians? Christians, I will say it again until I start saying you are changing. They are the most stubborn set of people on earth. No matter what, you can hammer on confession, positive confession. You preach series on it. On prayer, take time to pray. Take time to study the Bible. Take time to do this and do that. They will not do it. But they will say something to change. Take steps for your life. They will not do it. That's why I'm begging some of you. One or two or three of you that are doing it well. Let your life so shine that those who are not doing it, we see that this is truly working. Let your testimonies, let them now see that this is working. Praise the living Jesus. But many people don't do anything. Some people have not prayed in their life, all their life. If you accumulate the time they prayed, it has not reached tithe of their life. Some people are 20 years old. They have not really prayed for 2 hours. They have not prayed for 20 hours. Throughout their life of 20 years old, and they are boasting they are alive. They are not alive. Because men ought to pray and not to faint. They are not alive. They are not men again. They have enough time to complain. I love war room. Love in one room. That man said, I don't have time to pray. That I'm busy. There's no time to pray. He said, but you have time to complain. Then you must have time to accommodate troubles. Me, I want to rest. I want to have good life. I want to have good health. Very, very important. And I want to thank God for them. I want to bless God for them. I want to pray when I want to do it. And when God has done things, I want to thank God about it. I want people to know that God has done it. Praise the living Jesus.
Thank you. We trust that the word you've heard has blessed and encouraged you in your walk with Christ. Remember, you are a royal priesthood, called to shine his light in the world. Bye for now.